Thank you. And his throat also sweet. His nakedness is also so sweet. And if he is decorated, more sweet. His angriness, very, very sweet, very sweet. So everything is very sweet. Go on.
He's not there.
Namo Vishnu Vadaya.
Om Mahavadanyaya. Krishna Prema Pratayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurava.
Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Jitaye. Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namah. Iyam Pratyajantam Anupetam Apeta Krityan Dvaipayano Virahaka Tareya Juhava Potre Tirtanmataya Tarvohinedu Tam Sarvabhutaridayam Munima.
Tavai Vasmi
Najimami Tayabina, it is me Tayadi, Tamayma Maternan.
Before my class, I want to tell you something that tomorrow is Nishingha Chaturdashi Vrata.
Haribo!
Nishingha Dev, out of mercy, he came, set the Prahlad Maharaj and killed very big demon like Hiranyakashipu. Oh, that very day, on Chaturdashi of this month. So we should try to be observant brata. It will be better that we should take mirchala without water. Even in India, almost all devotees, but you are given something, what?
Concession.
Western countries devotees, that they may take anything, but not corn, wheat,
no grain,
or anything made by corn. You can take some vegetables, juice, or milk, yogurt, or anything, but don't take so much. Eat. You are not taking also good, so good. The mercy of Nrisimha Dev will come. But we should also consider the Swamiji's concession. So you can do like this. But you should all observe Nrisimha Chaturdashi. From beginning, from early morning, Arti, or you can do that kirtan also, Nrisimha Dev. Namaste Nrisimha Radhikaya. That, and from beginning of our part, daily routine as in morning, from beginning of seventh canto, about six or seven chapters regarding that, regarding Prahlad Maharaj. We should try to explain. And also in midday, we offering bhog to Nrisimha Dev also. But that kind of, you can give anything to Nrisimha Dev, he is not bound by all these things. And in our this class, we will explain so many things about the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. And then in evening, the pastimes of Nrisimha Dev and Prahlad will be shown in Brahma play. So you should be ready for that. On 7th May, the Rishabhanush day of Mahabharata. We should try to give to what? Glorify him. How he did Annapurna after a long period at the time of Krishna, which was done by Nanda Baba and all. And after that, Madhavendra Puri heart. To serve newly coming from earth, O Gopal Deva. And by his order, he did so. So we will glorify that. So I want that, as usual, we did in past years, we should prepare. All the lady devotees, they are very expert in making arthanaria, shows various kinds of sweets, achar ke ki bole?
Pickles.
Also many namkeen, salties, or juices, and so many things. Butter, chapati, puri, kachauri, halwa, mahanbhog, kheer, laddu, and so many. They can do. So many kinds of things. But I want that it should be under control, that one lady or a group of ladies, devotees, they should make one
list.
Personality, one kind. And others. I want that not less than 364 kinds of preparation should be
there.
But all the things, kaccha maal, uncooked, they should be given by male devotees to them. They should supply them. All the ingredients should be supplied by them. And you should take test in this. Those will help in any way, even giving any grain. And this Mahotsav of
Annakoot Festival.
And helping by words, helping by anyone. Oh, it may be that Lakshmi can beg anywhere, door to door. But that devotee will not do like that. Never he will be beggar. So you should try to do all. We should try to help all in these things. So I want at least 364 kinds of
preparation
should be done. But in a controlled way that all should not make one thing. different. And I think that Prabhu, and make a thing for this so that you can divide it all. Puri should also be done. You know Puri? Manbhog, you know? Manbhog. Manohar, Laddu, all kinds of preparation should be done. That Krishna should come by greed. And he should become Govardhan Hill like. And he will test. Oh, from that very day, we should do Nagar Sankirtan as usual. Nagar Sankirtan.
Jai. Hari Bol. Hari, Hari, Hari.
Nagar Sankirtan. Yes. Oh, Go Puja should be done. Very calm and quiet, any cow with calf should be brought. And we will worship that. And we will worship Vaishnava Brahman. Vaishnava. Or Brahman Vaishnava. Qualified. Brahman, but devotee. And then we will give, offer all these things to Govardhan, and before this we will do Abhishek by so many things. Milk,
yogurt,
honey, ghee, and coconut water also. They should try to arrange all these things. When it will be done? As usual. In the evening?
In the morning.
Yes.
10 o'clock.
Naga Sankirtan at 10 o'clock.
No.
And then after that, coming here and taking breaks.
Oh, we will take from here. Also be here. And from here, we will go to Govardhan Hill. Very near it. Near it, Jamuna, anywhere.
Radhakund, Shamakund,
Shamakund, Radhakund, and all are there. And we will go. And after that, we will distribute all prasadam to all devotees.
Hari Bol.
Not any special person, to all people. And then we will do parikrama. Parikrama of Giriraj Govardhan there, with Gamsingham. And then we will take all the paraphernalia from there, and we will bring here, and here we will distribute. And then, in evening of classes, we will glorify Giriraj Govardhan. How is he can give everything? Who is he? What is his swarup? Swarup means
constitution of form.
Who is he? Whether we should worship in him in God's form or devotee form. So this is discussion of all these things. So I think you should make a team and you should manage all these things. I think also, anyhow, they should take part in this. Now, now it is about 7. So something before my class, I want to discuss. I wanted to discuss Chaitanya Charitamrita, last parichet, Antya. There, Krishna Das Prabhupada, Goswami is glorifying Haridas Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, especially Rupa and Raghunath. And after that, oh, he is glorifying the stage of Mahabhava of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why he is jumping in sea? Why sometimes he is out of 7 doors, how quickly going there, and becoming like mad. Sometimes sharing the sweet fruit of Krishna, he becomes mad. How? These are the very high class of modes. So I wanted to give something, any idea about all these. That we can follow easily to whom? Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. We should know the mode of all these devotees and try to follow them. It may help you. But before that, today, I want to explain that very dangerous is for any devotee is dushanga.
Bad association.
Bad association. And in that bad association, so many varieties of doubts will come about devotee, about bhakti, about Krishna and Mahaprabhu. So many doubts may come. Or it is bound to come if you are not in good association. And thus gradually you will be very far, far, far away, and then you will be ruined. So I want to make you careful. You should do all these things. Once Krishna, with his all friends and daughters and sons, relatives, he came to Kurukshetra. Before the Mahabharata battle. From everywhere, from India, so many emperors, kings with their relatives, sons and daughters, they are all assembled in Kurukshetra, because at that time Kurukshetra was the prominent Tirthasthali of India. Where Parshuram has done so many sacrifices, where is the place of Prithu Maharaj, so many things are there. So all were assembled. Even Pandavas, Kunti mother, Draupadi, Subhadra, all were assembled there. Bhishma Pitama, Duryodhan, all with his all relatives, all were there. Anyhow, Nanda Baba heard that my dear son is going to Kurukshetra. And he quickly announced that tomorrow we will go by Gulakat, all relatives. Only some old person will be here to look after Braja and Vishnu. So all gopis, Yashoda mother, and all, they came to
Kurukshetra.
Oh, Kurukshetra. They are all meeting each other, or utter, especially after taking bath in sun eucalyptus.
Solar eclipse.
And they were denoting what they had. All golden ornaments, garments, wealth, what they had, all they are distributing. Utter this. Oh. Draupadi, Kunti, and all came to meet Vasudeva. Vasudeva, the father of Krishna. Vasudeva. Oh, Kunti was waiting so much, telling his brother, brother, you can bury me. Both Mr. Bhagavad. Why you became so cruel? My sons were given poison. They were given in fire. And we became so that we had to go to forest and jungle, giving up all things. We are all dying. But you never come again to us. Why you become cruel? Then Vasudeva Maharaj, he also began to be telling, my sister, dear sister, we were at that time in prison. Our six sons were killed there. The squirrel comes, or killed my our sons. And he was giving terrible
tortures.
How we could have come? So we were born in that. At that time, we have sent Krishna to save Krishna to Gokul Vrindavan. And he was like a baby. Don't be worried. All the things, we have nothing to do. We are bound to tolerate all these things. So my dear sister, try to realize this fact. We are perfect in the hands of But also, to some extent, we are swatantra,
independent
to do anything new, and we are bound to enjoy the fruits of bad and good activities. We are bound to do. So don't blame on Krishna, Supreme God, or to us. Don't blame. You may think that Hitler was very cruel, and he took so many Jews in
gas chamber.
In jail. And so many were killed there. Tortured him so much. So much. Why, if God is there, why he became cruel? Not to stop that. So any doubt may come. Why he did? So many doubts may come. If God was there, why he became neutral? He should not have been. So we should think so many things. If you are in any bad association, they will raise all the points and tell there is no God at all. He is not merciful. He cannot do anything because he has no form, no end, no mind to think. He is nirguna, he is abhyakta, he is nothing, zero. So what is the need of? Worshipping him or accepting him? We don't want to accept. Why he could not stop Hitler? So everything has been told in our epics. Why Krishna could not stop him if he wished? Oh, all could have been stopped totally. We cannot do anything. As I told, we are like a puppet. But you can see Gita. What Gita is telling? He is telling, Ishvara sarva-bhutanam siddhese arjuna tishthati brahman sarva-bhutani yantra rudhani. What is the meaning? What is the meaning? Have you read Gita? Do you remember this? Who can explain? You can explain, or you should explain. But I think you cannot. But you should try. Now sitting there.
In the heart, the hidden, Hidden Arjuna Tishtati, the Supreme Lord is down. Hidden Arjuna Tishtati, Brahmayan Sabhabhundani, Brahmayan Bhuna, Abrahman Bhuna Loka, from the highest planet to the lowest, the Brahmana, the Brahman, resting on the Brahman body, even in the material world. The living entity, Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani, is wandering throughout the Bhutani living in southern. All of these Brahmins, Brahmanandas. Hirashira Vinatisati, Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani. Yamcha Gudani Mayaya. Yantra means machine. Gudani Mayaya, made of the material energy. So Krishna is explaining that I am dwelling within the heart of every living being. And I'm guiding their footsteps as they're wandering throughout all of the material universes, all of the material planets, all of the 8,400,000 species of life. And I'm Chambudani Maya, as if situated on a machine made of material energy. So if one sees even a fly, any living entity, there may be some feeling that this is independent of the Supreme Lord. But no, Krishna can drive that living entity just as we would drive a car. And that living entity is the soul of that living entity is unconscious, but Krishna is fully conscious. So he can direct the wanderings of everyone at his will as he sees fit. So he can do that if he likes. Thank you.
Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishthati. Ishvara, in the form of Paramatma, as a sakshi, as a witness, is here. What doing? The jivas are standing on their karma chakra.
Wheel of fruited activities.
What is that? Like a pot maker.
Potter.
Clay pot. Oh, what he is doing? Like a stick.
Spinning.
And he is doing that and so many kinds of pot are coming. So we are sitting all. Where?
The pot.
On our bad or good activities we have done in past. And that has become karma chakra. Krishna is doing nothing. Witness is what we are suffering, testing. It is due to our own fault or good activities or bad activities. Krishna is not responsible for this. If in America, who is now president?
Mr. Bush.
Bush.
If anyone is killing anyone here in this
country,
then is the president of America is responsible for that murder or not?
No.
Yes.
No.
He has first announced and made some regulation for this, not to do like this. But if anyone not obeying, so many police, so many judges, so many court, and so many everything is there. So, Krishna has announced in Veda, Shastra and by devotees here and there, you should not do like this. And if you are going, then you will have to be on karma chakra and you will have to suffer for that. Krishna is not responsible because he has told. So jivas has some independence to do, but they are bound to enjoy their activities fruit. Now, more clearly you should come. Why a father of Krishna, Supreme God, he is suffering? Why he was suffering? Why? We should try to know. Because he was one of the associates of Krishna and he has come with Krishna to give so many teachings to the world. So he was like playing as a
actor
in Krishna pastime. Why? To establish dharma. He was doing so, all these things. Secondly, if there is any Bhagavat Bhakta, devotee, he should have tolerance. Tolerance, you know, if devotee, but no tolerance, no pure devotee. That should be like Haridas Thakur, like Prahlad Maharaj, like Vasudev Maharaj. So, to show whole world as an example that we should be try to be like Vasudev Maharaj in tolerance. And why he tolerated? Oh, there are so many reasons. But when the aerial voice came that the AIDS womb of Devaki will kill Kamsa. Oh, Kamsa became upset and he wanted to kill whom? Devaki. From whom was eight whom will come? He was in dilemma. he heard from the aerial falls, and he believed that 8 sun will come and will kill me. But even he wanted to make it
false.
I will kill Devaki, and thus no Ombu will be there. So he wanted. But Vasudeva Maharaj Bhar has a strong faith on this aerial forest, that anyhow Kans cannot
save himself,
and 8 Ombu must come and it will kill. So he was very firm belief in this, very confident. So we should be in confidence. If anyone will chant name, here pastimes of Krishna, do any service, it cannot be killed by anyone. Never, never. So we should have a confidence like Vasudeva to teach these things. Moreover, something more. What? The six sons of Devaki, who were there? Who were they? They were the sons of Marichi Muni, very high class of realized Muni. And they were in the council of Brahma once. And they criticized Brahma, Mahabharata. And for this offense, he has to come. Where? In the womb of
demons.
The wife of Kallimi. Kallimi.
Ravan's uncle.
Grandfather of Hiranyakashipu.
Grandsons of Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranyakashipu. Kallimi. Grandson. And he came there. And after that Kallimi became Kansa. And these 6 sons became his son. And his son being, by the fruit that they have done offenses in Mahabhagavatam. And he has told, cause, that you will be killed by your own father. So they must suffer. They must suffer.
Did Brahmaji curse? Did Brahmaji get it?
Hiranyakashipu. Then they came in the womb of Mother Yashoda. And that is why they were killed. But we are not seeing. While we are seeing from upside, externally we will say, we are not seeing the past activities. So Hitler, whom he could kill, they have done so much wrong things. They have killed so many in any way. And they came in the shape of like Jews. Why all Jews were not killed? Somewhere. Some
escape.
And they were saved. But why all this? They were guilty for their own activities, for all past activities. But we are so foolish, we cannot imagine what they have done in their past. But Krishna knows as a sakshi, as a witness. And he arranged all these things that they must be killed. Now so many cows we are seeing in India here and there, they are killed. Why? Because they have taken meat from all these things, eggs, and now they are testing their bad activities. So any kind of these doubts may come in bad society. So we should be very careful for this. Don't associate those who have no birth. In Gita also it has been told, Sandehatma Vinashyati. Those who have any doubt way in Krishna, his associates in bhakti, they will be destroyed very soon. So we should be very, very careful about this. Now, I'm coming to my class, but time is over. some drama play will come of Haridas Thakur.
Yes, Haridas
Thakur. Oh, yeah.
This should be here and this should be. But I want to tell you, I wanted to tell you the glorifications of the Haridas Thakur. Roji was from beginning Muslim. But really, who was he? Brahman, Prahlad Maharaj. Both. He wanted to come and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, they came by the wish of Krishna. So, though he was Muslim, but yet he has so much faith. And he was chanting name from beginning. From beginning. Who was his Gurudev? Really no Gurudev. But Gurudev was Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnu. Because he is superior than Brahma. So, when he was in his native place, all were very much attracted to him. He was renounced. Only some door coping. Nothing else. Always chanting her name. From beginning, 3 lakhs of names. Some louder, loudly. Some in mind. Some hearing oneself. Sometimes without mala or dancing and rolling down on the earth without mala, in daytime, night time, and thus he used to complete 3 lakhs of name, daily. So, all the common person became very attracted to him. They used to give him so much respect, so much respect. So the king of that place, Ramachandra Khan, became upset. I am a king of this place, but no one respects me like him. He is Muslim and yet they are honoring him. So what he did? He called a very beautiful teenage prostitute and told that I will give you half my kingdom and wealth. And if you are
deviate
that Haridas Thakur. Oh, don't worry. In a moment I can do this. Moment. Give me some time. His chest only jab tak ki mujhe dekhta nahi.
Until he hasn't seen me, he will be chased.
So once he will see me, and at once his chastity will go away. So give me time. And thus, one day, in the night, she went there. Haridas Thakur. He was alone. In night time, Purnima was there. Cool breeze was there. Oh, on this bank of Ganges, he had the plant of Tulsi. And he used to worship Devi. And on the shade of that Tulsi, in his cave, he used to chant. So that prostitute came and tried so much, half naked, sometimes so much thing, and showing so many rupangi, poje. She wanted to. But he was telling that prostitute, oh, I will obey you. I will fulfill your desire. But let me finish my task. What was the task? To chant 1 koti harina. 1 crore, 100 million. 100 million. 10 million. 10 million. If he is doing 3 lakhs, then how it will be? He must be doing 4 lakhs, 5 lakhs. So he was doing whole day and night. So I have taken a vow for this. You should wait. You should sit here. And when I will finish, I must obey you. Fulfill your desire. So she was sitting. Morning came, she was waiting. But when morning came, oh, she returned. The king asked, what? Successful you? Oh, I must be successful. Oh. Oh. Today he has promised to serve me. And then, again she came in the night, whole night. Oh, you should wait a little. Oh, very soon I am going to come. And thus third night she came. And she was totally changed by hearing Shuddha name of a high class of devotee. At once she was changed and he fell flat on the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Oh, he accepted that I have come by the order of that king. He is very bad person. So he has some jealousy. And that is why he wants that anyone should not honor. So I came to you, but I am changed now. I am offensive. I was so much lusty. I want to take the shelter of the lotus feet. Then Haridas Thakur told her, at once, go to your home, return to your home. And what you have collected money from this prostitute's profession, at once you should donate to Brahmins, the greedy Brahmins, Kali Yugi Brahman made them. And she went. Only one flower.
Ordinary flower.
Ordinary. Why? She returned dead. And the Lord thinks of Haridas. Haridas Thakur told, I knew this fact, but I was for you 3 days here. Otherwise I have done, but only to purify ours here. So I am giving my whole this ashram to ship land and my cottage on the bank of
Ganges.
Ganges, I am giving to you. You should be here. Don't go anywhere. All will come and give so many donations, so many kinds of preparation, prasadam and everything. But you should not accept. You should not accept. Only accept that you can maintain your life. Nothing else. And you should be here. And everything will come. So many high class of Vaishnava began to come to there to see, oh, this prostitute, now how it has been changed. And it has been a Mahabharat life. So, Haridas Thakur, very high class of devotee. Oh, he was Brahma and
Brahma.
He was associated with him. Oh. Next time, we will. Next class, we will glorify him. So many things are there. So many. A Mahabharata can be written on his life. So big Mahabharata. So, oh, now we should try to. They should be prepared to, ready to.
You mentioned earlier how so many people were put to death by that one person, Hitler, right? So they were put to death because of their past reactions. But the personality like Hitler, who's inflicting the punishment, is he creating bad karma or is he acting just as an instrument?
Oh, yes. He was punished at once. He himself suited or what he was.
But also so many lives he will have to suffer for.
Yes, so many.
Who is the Ishtadeva of Lord Brahmaji? Who is the Ishtadeva of Lord Brahmaji? Some say Narayan, some say
Ishtadeva of Lord Brahmaji. Oh, first, the Vasapabula Brahma is of Mahavishnu.
But he took Kam Gayatri from Krishna himself. He took Kam Gayatri from Krishna also.
Oh, there are so many things. That Brahma has been retired and he has gone to Goloka Vrindavan and suffering Krishna. From whom we are telling, not he is here. Oh, he is here.
I don't really understand how two personalities, Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Brahma, are both in the body of Haridasa.
Oh, it is very easy for Krishna. Very easy. As he becomes like lakhs and lakhs in Krishna form to each gopis in dawns, the associates of Krishna are like him. They are very powerful to be in lakhs and lakhs forms, like Nara. Oh, everywhere where Krishna pastime is going, and he is there. He is in the same time in Brahmalok, he is in Dishlok, he is in Narayanlok, he is in Dwarka, and he is sometimes in Braja. And also Brajalila is going on in several universes. So Narad Rishi, and also so many things. So sometimes he can be with Brahma, Prahlad Maharaj, so many can be. Like we see in Sarupa Damodar, so many were there. In Rayamanand, so many were there. Arjun Sakha, Arjuni Gopi. Vishakha. When Krishna descends to this world, oh, all the incarnations, all the all incarnations, they come with Krishna. We cannot see, but all. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare.
Ritualistic Brahmins were sincerely impressed and astonished by Haridasa's spiritual ecstasies. Only the ruling Muslims were envious of his popularity. The local Qazi was one such person.
And now he's become a low-class Hindu. You cannot believe it. He's taking all the power from us and possibly an uprising. Even the Muslims are being affected by him. What to do? I must end Haridas Thakur's life. I must secure the power of the Muslims in this area. I think I will go and see the Nawab. Together we will come up with a conspiracy to end Haridas Thakur's life. Yes. This is what I will do. We will get this Haridas. We will finish him off. You are carrying all the power in this area. I've come to present to you a great problem of grave importance. There's this cheater, Haridas Thakur. He was born a Muslim, and now he's faking like a Hindu. He's creating a stir in the whole Muslim community, and I think he's a threat to our power. I've come to you to present this situation so that we maybe do something about this Haridas Thakur, and I recommend killing him.
I too have been thinking of this Haridas. Now is the time to act. He is very sinful. Guards, bring Haridas at once. What sort of mentality has overcome you? Knowing that you have taken birth as a Muslim, and now you want to behave as a Hindu, a low caste Hindu. We do not even accept rice touched by a Hindu. to abandon your race, your religion, your people, to adopt a religion of another. This is perverted. I will have to punish you by the mandates of the Quran. That is the only way you can become freed from your sins.
My dear sir, God is one. The God of all living entities is one. The only difference between the Muslim God and the Hindu God is name only. In whatever scriptures, be it the Quran or the Torah, the Supreme Lord is one. He is non-dual. He is eternal. He is absolute. He is the absolute truth. He is perfect and complete. And in this capacity, he resides in everyone's heart. The omnipresent Supreme Lord, all living entities act according to his desires. But the Supreme Lord, in whatever way one worships him, he will reciprocate. In all scriptures say this. But if one living entity has enmity or hatred towards another, then he will ultimately reflect that emotion in his relationship with the Lord. Whatever you see in me is only due to the Lord who guides me from within.
Come on, we must punish this man. This is a bunch of hawk nonsense. Yes, there's one God. Allah is the one God. We worship him with awe and reverence. This man is some Krishna blue cowherd boy thinking he can have love and a personal relationship. This is nonsense. He is causing trouble all over the place. The Muslims are even being influenced. We must kill him. I think we must punish him appropriately. And Nawab, this is what we should do.
My friend Haridas, please follow your own path. Quote from your own scriptures. Otherwise, I will be forced to punish you. The Qazi will revile you. It will be very serious. So please, quote from your own scripture and accept the path.
Whatever the Supreme Lord desires to happen, must happen. No one can check it. Everyone suffers according to the reactions of his previous offenses. You can know for certain that you are merely an instrument in the hands of the Almighty Lord. Even if my body is cut into millions of pieces and I lose my life, I will never give up chanting the holy names of Krishna.
Qazi, what punishment do you decide upon him?
Well, Nawab, let's put this Krishna to the test. God, you want to lash him, not in 3 marketplaces, not in 4 or 5, 22 marketplaces. Lash him until he expires from his mortal frame.
Lash him until he breathes his last, because the sin incurred by a Muslim becoming a Hindu can only be cleansed by being put to death.
Take him away. Places. We have lashed him continuously through 22 marketplaces, and still he shows no sign of pain or death. Occasionally,
He even looks up and smiles at us. This Haridas must be a very saintly person.
Oh, Haridas. Because of you, we shall certainly be punished. When the Kazi sees you have not died from our beatings, we will certainly be killed instead.
Yes.
If by my life brings such terrible misfortune to you, then I shall certainly give up my body. Just see how I die.
Whoa! Look, it's a miracle! He's dead!
He's dead?
Quick, get the Nawab and the Kazi!
Hurry!
We killed him! Good job!
Good! Our problem is now over. Bury him!
No! You cannot bury him! According to the Muslim tenets, if he's buried in the ground, his body will rise to heaven and be free from his sins. Because we know where our body's going to be glorified later. Throw him in the Ganges and let him float into oblivion with the rest of the lost Hindus.
Yes.
Throw him in the river. Good job.
Hariva, hariva.
Haridas, Haridas Thakur taught the world a lesson. Despite the extreme miseries of life, one must never stop chanting the name of Krishna. Haridas floated downstream on the currents of the Ganga, and after some time he became conscious by the Lord's desire. Fully awakened and overwhelmed with ecstasy, he climbed the bank of the Ganga and proceeded east, loudly chanting the name of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Rama. In the Chaitanya Bhagavata, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has described the attributes of Haridas Thakur to some extent. After leaving his home, Haridas Thakur stayed for some time in the forest of Benapola. Haridas Thakur constructed a cottage in a solitary forest. There, he planted a tulsi plant, and in front of the tulsi, he would chant the holy name of the Lord 300,000 times daily. He chanted throughout the entire day and night. For his bodily maintenance, he would go to a brahmana's house and beg some food. He was spiritually so influential that all the neighboring people worshipped him. A landowner named Ramachandra Khan was the zamindar of that district. He was envious of Vaishnavas. He was therefore a great atheist.
There's a smudge in this mirror. I can't see myself properly. Soter, where's my servant? Soter!
Sir?
Bow down! Let me ask you a few questions, Opira.
Yes, sir.
Am I not very intelligent?
Sir, you're very intelligent.
Am I not very beautiful?
Very beautiful.
Am I not very wealthy?
Super wealthy. Very, very wealthy.
Am I not the zamindar of the district? I control thousands of people.
Millions.
They cower at my feet.
Yes.
And let me ask you a simple question.
What is...
Who is this Haridas Thakur? Why do people worship him? Why?
Sir!
Why are they giving him so much respect?
Sir!
He's a mendicant. He just sits on the bank of the Ganges and chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, all day chanting. He was born in a Muslim family. He's chanting these Hindu mantras. What is this nonsense?
Sir.
I must find a way to deviate him from his austerities. But I can't find any fault in him. His character is perfect. What should I do? No, don't answer that question. Allah! Allah! Supreme Lord, Allah! I've given you so much.
I'm so good, so religious. You've been very good to me, Allah. Give me the means by which I can destroy this person. He's eclipsing my glory. I know! No man can resist women.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Go. Bring the best of the prostitutes to me.
Yes, sir.
And be quick about it, or I'll give you 30 horses! A very nice selection. Very, very nice. I have a proposal for you. Ladies, you all appear to be so chaste. Beautiful, coming from good families. There is one mendicant named Haridas Thakur. I want you to deviate him from his austerities.
No!
Oh no, Haridas Thakur, he's a saintly man.
Oh no!
You won't do it?
No!
Be gone, you sluts!
I will do it.
Yes. You are the most qualified of all ladies I have met in my kingdom. I have a nice sum of money to offer you if you can do this.
I shall attract the mind of this Haridas Thakur. I promise you, within 3 days, he will be mine.
That is good. I will send my constable with you. He will wait outside the hut. And as soon as he knows that you're together with Haridas, he will arrest him and bring both of you to me.
Wait. First, let me unite with him. On the second day, I will take the constable with me to arrest him.
Well, I only wanted to pay for one night. But I'll give you twice as much. I'll give you 3 times as much. I'll give you my whole kingdom. Bring this Haridas Thakur down.
I shall do it. With you. My mind is greedy for this. If you shall not accept me, I will not be able to keep my body and soul together.
I shall certainly accept you, but first you have to wait till I finish my regular chanting of my rounds. For the time being, please sit down and listen to the chanting of Hare Krishna. Then when I'm done, I shall certainly fulfill your desires. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
The whole night has passed. and he has not paid attention to me. But I will return, and I will succeed.
Oh, my dear lady, last night you were certainly disappointed. Please forgive me for my offenses. I shall surely accept you. But you must first wait until I finish my rounds. For the time being, please sit and listen to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Dear lady, I have taken a vow to chant 10 million names in a month. I have taken this vow, but I thought it would be over. Then I would have been able to associate with you in full freedom. Please, tonight I shall certainly be able to finish, and then my performance of Jagya will be done. And then I will be free, and I can enjoy with you in full freedom. And then, free from my vows, I can enjoy with you in full freedom. I am almost done. Hey. Alive the conspiracy of Ramchandra Khan. He is simply an ignorant fool, and therefore his activities do not make me feel unhappy. As soon as I heard about the conspiracy of Ramchandra Khan, I would have left this place immediately. But because you came to me, I stayed for 3 days just to deliver you. Now, go to your home and give whatever property you have to the Brahmins, and come back and live here in full Krishna consciousness.
Please, kindly act as my spiritual master and instruct me on my duty to free myself from this material existence.
Chant the holy names of Lord Krishna constantly. Live in this hut. Worship Srimati Tulsi Devi by offering prayers to her and water. In this way, you will soon get the shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Now I am leaving. I bless you. May you be in full Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
Prostitute shaved her head clean in accordance with Vaishnava principles and stayed in that room wearing only one cloth. Following in the footsteps of her spiritual master, she began chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 300,000 times a day. She chanted throughout the entire day and night. Seeing the sublime character of the prostitute, everyone was astonished. Everyone glorified the influence of Haridas Thakur and offered him obeisances. Haridas then went to Jagannath Puri. Where he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagannath Puri, where he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Haridas a small hut and the temple of Lord Jagannath, daily going to visit Haridas at his hut. They were very happy discussing the pastimes of Lord Krishna. One day, Rupa Goswami came to Puri after meeting and embracing Haridas. Rupa began staying in the hut of Haridas Thakur.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told me that you would come, but be ready. The Lord will come very soon. Oh, there he is.
Hari Bo.
Haridas. Rupa. So nice to see you. My dear Haridas Thakur, in this age of Kali, they are always engaged in sinful activities. They are only interested in killing the cows and the Brahminical culture. How will these Yavanas be saved? To my great unhappiness, I do not see any way.
Oh my Lord, your Leela is very, very deep. All my hopes rest in you. I have nothing but you in this whole world. You have asked such a question to a low-class person like me. My dear Lord, you are Krishna himself, who have descended into this world to deliver all the jivas. By your causeless mercy, you have descended in the form of your holy name in such a way that a low-class person like me can taste them. All my hopes rest in the glories of your holy name. But since you have asked me this question, I must answer. So please hear. My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Do not be unhappy to see the existence of the Yavanas in this material world. Because they are accustomed to chanting, Haram, Haram, they will be delivered by this Namabhas. The holy name of the Lord, to indicate something other than the Lord, is called Namabhas. But the holy name chanted in this way does not reduce its transcendental potency. Ajamil was a great sinner during his life, but at the time of death, he called out his youngest son, whose name was Narayan. And because of this, the Vishnu Dutas relieved him from the chains of Yamaraj. If a devotee chants the holy names of the Lord, or those holy names enter into his ears, then certainly he will be delivered from material bondage. But if one chants the holy names of the Lord with offenses, if one chants the holy name thinking of his material body, material wealth, or material followers, or if he chants the holy name under the influence of greed or atheism, then that holy name will not produce the desired result very quickly. Therefore, every devotee must be very diligent in chanting the holy names of the Lord so he does not commit any offenses.
Very nice, Haridas. However, there are many, many living entities on this earth planet. Some are moving, and some are not moving. How will the trees, the plants, and the insects be saved from material bondage?
My dear Lord, all living beings in this world are saved only by your mercy. You have descended into this world and chanted very loudly the Hare Krishna mantra, and everyone has benefited by hearing it. The non-moving living entities, if they hear this holy name, they are also benefited. And then when the name goes by them, there is an echo. Oh, my dear Lord, you are so merciful that you have delivered them all.
Hey, Rupa. Haridas, I must now go and perform my noon duties. Your association is so precious to me. I will be back tomorrow. Haridas, hey Rupa. Hey Rupa. What is this that you are writing? What book is this? The writing of Rupa Goswami is just like rows of pearls. Kana krora kitambi gatayate kala bhujyakriyam cheta prangana sangini vijayate sarvindriyanam kiti no jane janita kyati amita krishne varanvayi. I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced. When one chants the holy names of Krishna, it appears to dance within the mouth. And then one desires many, many mouths. And when that holy name enters the holes of the ears, one desires many millions of ears. And when that name dances within the courtyard of our heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore the senses become inert. One must learn about the beauty and transcendental position of the holy name of the Lord by hearing the revealed scriptures from the mouth of a pure devotee. There is no other way to understand and to fully hear the sweetness of this holy name of the Lord. Hey, Rupa, sing one more verse for me so that I may fully taste the nectar of your writing.
Haridastam Haridam Samsayami, Haridastam Haridam Samsayami. Oh Harinam, I wholeheartedly completely take shelter of you.
Oh, Rupa, Rupa. My dear devotees, your association is everything to me. So, I must now go and perform my new duties, but I shall be back tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced both Haridas and Rupa Goswami and left for the seaside to perform his noontime duties. Haridas lived many years in Puri, becoming very old in age. One day, Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur.
Dear Haridas, Sri Gaurasundar Mahaprabhu personally sent you this Jagannath.
Today, I shall observe fasting. I have not completed my regular chanting of my rounds. So how can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasad, so how can I neglect it? Are not.
Can you ascertain the cause of your disease?
The cause of my disease is I cannot complete my rounds.
My dear Haridas Thakur, now that you are old, you may reduce the number of rounds that you chant every day. You are already liberated, and therefore, you need not follow the rules and regulations so strictly. In this incarnation, you have come to fulfill the desire of Krishna by liberating the conditioned souls. You have sufficiently preached the glories of Krishna and his holy name. Therefore, I request you reduce the number of rounds that you chant every day.
My dear Lord, please hear my real plea. I am a low-class and very abominable person. I have always engaged in low-class work. I am the most wretched of men, but you have made me your servant. Therefore, you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to thy good life. Oh, my dear Lord, I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that very soon you will bring to a close your pastimes in this world. My Lord, I wish that you not show me these final pastimes. Before that time comes, let my body fall down before you. In your presence, I wish to catch your lotus feet into my heart, and with my eyes see your beautiful moon-like face, and with my tongue, I shall chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. This is my desire, Lord. Please.
My dear Haridas Thakur, Krishna is very merciful. So I am sure he will grant your desire. But your association is all that brings me happiness. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me aside.
Oh, my dear Lord, do not create an illusion. There are by many, many thousands of respectable devotees who are fit to sit on my head. And they are all instrumental in your pastimes. If an insignificant insect like you dies, what is the loss? Oh, my dear Lord, you are very affectionate to your devotees. I am just a bhaktabhas, a shadow of a devotee. But please fulfill my desire.
Oh, my dear Lord. Now I must go and perform my noon duties. Tomorrow, I will be back. This time, I shall bring many of my associates.
The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath Temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his other devotees, came hastily to see Haridas Thakur.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
What is the news?
Oh, my Lord, whatever mercy that you can bestow upon me.
My God.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya! Shri Krishna Chaitanya! Shri Krishna.
Body of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who has come to this festival and seen the passing of Haridas Thakur, anyone who has danced and chanted here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has come to this festival to take prasad, will certainly receive the mercy of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Simply by his will alone, he has left his body. Exactly like Bhishma. Everyone, repeat after me. All glories to Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur.
All glories to Namacharya
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Jai Namacharya Thakur Haridas. Namacharya Thakur Haridas.
Namacharya Thakur Haridas. Namacharya Thakur Haridas.
Namacharya.
Hari Bol. So he has the mic already.
Wow, big
fan. Very good drama. My blessings to all the players who took part in this drama play. I pray Haridas Thakur to sprinkle his mercy, that there should be devotees like him. Gaur Praman. In this play, Haridas Thakur role was very good, played by
Mahi
Bharata. The role of Mahaprabhu, his son-in-law, what name?
Sridham Prabhu.
Oh, Sridham Prabhu. Very. Especially the role of
Kazi.
Kazi. Very beautiful. I could not understand who is that person. I could not believe that he may be Rup Kishore. Oh, very good. So thank you. And the Muslim, oh what?
Ramachandra.
Ramachandra, oh very good. Very good, yeah, very good. I thought that the very lean and thin he cannot do a play of like Ramchandra, but very good, very good. Very exciting. And also, oh, this Mochwala what?
Keshava.
Keshava. Very good. Oh, not what? The Muslim Basa. What he was?
Nawab.
Nawab. Nawab is called like a king. Nawab. Oh, very good play. My daughter, what name? Played the role of Pranamai. He is so expert, he can play any. But in answer for others, she can do. Very qualified in all ways. My heart is blessing. She should be really like Haridas Thakur devotee, initiated by Haridas Thakur.
Very well.
Rup and Rup, oh, very qualified. He is remembering so many slokas. And he wrote the glorification of Mahamantra. Oh, so many. We will try to produce all these things in our classes. So many heartly blessings for him. And others, so many, those who took part in this play. I don't know their names. Nityananda. Also, Leonard and also the son of Krishna Bhajan.
No.
My blessings to all. You should be a good devotee. My blessing is there. Go, Prema.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.